Proclamation number 3227 B, dated the August 22, 1944. Law, justice, races, nations. The Earth embraces the most diverse nations and races which, on the whole, also differ in their degree of development. Yet no nation received the right from God to oppress less developed nations or to deprive them of their rights. They should certainly exert an educational influence if they are spiritually more highly advanced. They should protect weaker nations against stronger oppressors. But a specific ethnic origin should never stop them from fulfilling their human duties towards a fellow human being. For they should always bear in mind that all people are God's living creations, and that no one is entitled to cast certain fellow human beings out of the community of states or to pressurize them and plunge them into hardship. One day they will have to justify themselves for this, and they will be judged as they themselves had judged anyone who treated his fellow human beings harshly or without love, regardless from which ethnic group they originated, will also only reap harshness and unkindness. He will find no mercy and should never expect a mild judgment, for he will receive according to his attitude, to his will and his actions. And therefore the human being should always be accountable to himself as to whether his thoughts and actions are just. Justice, however, demands the same rights for everyone without distinction. As soon as selfish love is strong, the sense of justice recedes, then the human being will unscrupulously take for himself what belongs to his fellow human being. And if whole nations are dominated by this way of thinking, there will never be peace on earth, for the strong will suppress the weak, or those of equal strength will inflict suffering and misery on each other, and the adversity will find no end. No heartless action can be justified with the objection that other laws apply to other races or nations, that they may not claim the same humane consideration which a person of their own ethnic origin is entitled to. All people are equal before God, the same law applies, always and forever, before God, comma, love your neighbor as yourself, and every human being is a neighbor, irrespective of his racial or national affiliation. And as long as whole nations are trapped in erroneously thinking that they have different rights than the former, injustice will also get out of hand. People will be in a constant state of dispute. Time and again hostilities will find renewed nourishment, which will give rise to increasingly worse thoughts and actions, for the commandment of neighborly love will remain ignored, and this will result in actions which are sinful. The same standard for oneself and one's own desire should always be applied. What a person wants for himself he should not take away from his fellow human being. Otherwise injustice will constantly grow and, with it, a state which will also confuse people's thinking. They will lose the power of judgment between right and wrong, because they themselves will have relinquished it, since they themselves don't want to think righteously and fairly. Amen.